The sound of Edward's hand on the bar and his own raised voice stung the inside of his head. Few heads in the room turned and then went back to minding their own business, with the exception of a table in the back of four men who kept their heads down while a beautiful young black-haired prostitute hovered at their table.
Who's tending this bar?
All in the Lord's time, son.
Franklin Beadle stood with the air of a man who was used to being demanded of something and knowing the world didn't spin on the axis of thirsty men. In his late 40s, he had seen and served the original miners and panners in Oro City and started the Eagle when silver was discovered and sourced back to what later became Slabtown and then Leadville. Franklin, knowing that the initial settlement would most possibly grow and that there would need to be more than one saloon, he opened the Eagle. It catered to a wide range of clientele, which meant no matter how the mining went, he could count on at least one to two classes of people as patrons. At this moment, it was a city-dressed man who had never before entered the establishment. As Franklin was the only bartender, he'd seen all the faces of Leadville, and this man was not one of them.
Yes, sir. Now what is it I can get for you?
Whiskey.
Spencer placed a few coins on the bar.
Right.
Thanks.
Just come to town, did you?
What is your name?
Franklin Beadle, owner-operator.
Well, Franklin Beadle, owner-operator, I seem to recall that you asked me what I wanted, and I asked for a whiskey, and not a polite conversation.
Sure thing, Marshal.
Edward glanced down to notice that the star was hidden by his coat, that a number of eyes were on him from around the saloon, but specifically from one of the young miners playing poker. The piano had been on the wane since he had entered the establishment, and now was no longer being played at all. The young man staring from the poker table leaned back in his chair to take in the young marshal.
Hey, you that marshal we done heard about? You come all the way from Maryland, huh?
Spencer drank his shot and returned his glass to the bar upright, indicating he required more whiskey.
We heard you was coming, and here you are. I ain't never met no lawman from Maryland.
Edward glanced at the young man. Joseph Griffin had a wide, cocky smile that Edward had seen on a number of faces in Baltimore. Despite being seated, he looked to be over 6 feet tall and had the rough, strong hands of a laborer. Griffin was Leadville's local hothead, looking for approval, whether it be in cards, drinking, women, or fighting. Griffin had something to prove. The day or the topic never seemed to matter. What interested Edward were the four men at the back table, who had never looked up and had their eyes downcast, as if staring intently at the table at which they were seated. Griffin rose.
I said I ain't never met no lawman from Maryland.
Baltimore. And you still haven't.
A laugh from one of the poker players drew a quick look from Griffin back to the table and then a cold stare back at Edward.
You know who I am?
No.
I'm Joseph Griffin.
No.
What? What do you mean, no? I'm Joseph
Griffin. You're no one. You have nothing to say, and you're saying it too loudly.
Now a few more people laughed about the saloon. Griffin burned with rage. This could not stand. He walked over to Edward, placing his large, strong hand on Edward's left shoulder.
Listen here, law dog.
In one swift move, Edward's left arm slipped up behind Griffin's outstretched arm and pressed Griffin's right shoulder blade out and then down, as Edward's right hand twisted Griffin's wrist, bending Griffin's face down to the bar. This forced Griffin to place his left hand on the bar to try and push back, and then making it difficult for him to reach the gun that he wore on his left hip. The Eagle was suddenly very low on air.
You listen. I don't know you, and right now I don't think you want to know me. Do you understand?
My arm!
Edward kept his grip tight on young Griffin, but he leaned his head in to repeat his query.
Do you understand me?
Yes.
Edward looked up to see that Franklin Beadle was no longer watching him, but someone else had recently entered the Eagle. Edward shifted his head to take in the man standing just inside the saloon. A strong man, who was neither startled nor incensed by Griffin being pinned to the bar. A shorter, older man hovered just inside the entrance, mud caked from mid-thigh down, Spencer returned his focus to the youth.
I sincerely hope we shall avoid contact in the future, but if we do see one another, that we are cordial. Yes?
Yes.
Edward Spencer moved his left hand up to grab the top of Griffin's shoulder and pulled him straight back, releasing him, which sent Griffin back and down from the bar, leaving him sprawling on the floor. Edward glanced at Franklin.
I would still like another whiskey.
Sure.
Sheriff?